أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا صدق الله العظيم. We begin in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Surah An-Nisa. This surah was revealed in the Madani period of the life of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is after the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madina Munawwara. And the surah is named Surah An-Nisa, not because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only discusses about females or women in the surah. An-Nisa refers to women, it refers to females. But throughout the entire Quran, in this surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the females, the women, more than in any other surah. Some ulama had titled the surah An-Nisa al-Kubra, that is Surah An-Nisa, which is the major An-Nisa, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had discussed women to a greater extent. And then they had entitled another surah, Surah An-Nisa al-Sukhra, and that is Surah At-Talaq, that appears in the 28th juice of the Quran Sharif, in which again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses some aspects of the females. In the previous surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, as we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed a variety of matters and issues with regards to this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the opposition from the Quraysh, the polytheists, the Yahud, the Nasara, the Munafiqeen, the Shaitan, and all of that. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses, and the primary discussion is about how we would interact and live amongst ourselves. As family members, interpersonal relationship between families, and together with that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the rights and the huquq of those who are weak amongst us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala even takes the discussion further, inter-social relationships as Muslims, as Ummat. But then the discussion goes beyond women, it goes beyond family into interstate discussions and also jihad fi sabilillah. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also speak about munafiqeen. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala very briefly speaks about Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah Ta'ala negates the fact that the Yahud claimed that he was killed, but Allah Ta'ala had ascended him. And in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then speaks about a variety of subjects in the surah. The last surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given us some advices with regards to how we should continue our living, and the last of it was Wattaqullah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then begins the surah, and Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, addressing the whole of mankind. The whole of mankind here would be those that were living at the time when the surah was revealed, when the verse was revealed, those who live thereafter, whether one had embraced this deen of Allah Ta'ala, or whether one had not embraced the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the reality of the subject matter that appears, it applies to one and all. Ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Rabb. Have this fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is your Rabb, your sustainer. Alladhi khalaqakum, who had created you, min nafsin wahida, who created you from one soul. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and then from Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Allah Ta'ala created from this one soul its spouse, that is, from Adam alayhi salat wa salam. In the riwayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had put Adam alayhi salat wa salam to sleep, and then from him, from the rib of Adam alayhi salat wa salam, Allah Ta'ala created his spouse, that is Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Sharif. There is no way that we can deny this reality. It is a reality that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, that from Adam alayhi salam, this is the power, the qudrat, the might of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala created Sayyida Hawa. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the two of them, from Sayyiduna Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spread from the two of them many men and women. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Adam alayhi as-salatu was-salam and Hawa had come together. From them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given 20 boys, 20 sons, 20 daughters. And then from the 20 sons and 20 daughters, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spread mankind. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes through this entire document. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that insan, look around you now, billions of human beings all around you, all had emanated from Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and Hawa. So effectively, look at this great qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this calls you to remember that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness should be in your heart each time you see another human being. Each time you see a fellow being, remember and remind yourself that this is the great qudrat of Allah. With his own hand, he created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. فَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. Allah ta'ala blew into him Allah's ruh. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa. Look at this qudrat of Allah, that we see the billions of human beings, the billions that have left this world already. Is this not a great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the theme changes completely. Allah says, that Allah, الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ, that Allah in whose name you seek rights. When somebody is done down, when somebody's rights is not fulfilled, then what do? We say, in the name of Allah, fulfill my rights. We then remind others about Allah Ta'ala, and we say to them, fear Allah and fulfill my rights. Wife will say this to husband, sister will say this to brother, parents sometimes say this to children, and like that, debtor says this to creditor, creditor says this to debtor, and like that, we will find that each person, whether one is a Muslim, whether one is a non-Muslim, a person will use the name of Allah, a person will use the name of God, but everyone will turn the other heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this way, Allah ta'ala is saying, you use Allah ta'ala's name to remind others about your rights, now you also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal arhama, and Allah ta'ala says, and fear Allah ta'ala in maintaining of arham, that is family relationship. With regards to this, inshallah, we'll discuss in the next discussion. Allah Ta'ala then says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you. That on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to all your needs. Allah Ta'ala sees to your safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate and kind upon you. But at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees to all your deeds, whether it is good or bad, and accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly reward. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.